Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you released an interesting statement this morning about gas prices, and it appears they could be heading downward for the foreseeable future. Why do you think that's possible?
Well, you know, the price of oil had been going down for quite some time. And so the drop in the price of oil really has a lot to do with what we expect. Now, of course, there's a new variant going about that could erode demand. In fact, we're already seeing some countries shut down travel and issue new travel restrictions. On that, oil prices plummeted 13% on Friday. And it was that opening that potentially could lead to lower prices, but oil prices are back up this morning. It seems like the market has some confidence back. Oil up about 6.5% this morning to about $72.50 a barrel. The good news for now is that it's still a decline from where we were before Thanksgiving. Gas prices have fallen only 3 cents a gallon in Indianapolis in the last week, but I do expect that should pick up momentum this week. Stations are likely to be filling up with cheaper gasoline later today, though the market is up today. Friday's big plummet was not passed along to stations yet, so stations will be getting those lower prices by later tonight. We're already seeing a few more stations under $3 a gallon in Indianapolis. I would expect that list to grow here in the week ahead.
Any chance that some of these stations that might be stubborn and just say, no, I want to jack up our prices and see how much we can get away with until we absolutely have to bring them down? Do you see anything like that happening?
Well, you know, it's been a couple days already since stations have seen, you know, what's coming. So it would not surprise me that stations are already lowering prices slightly, anticipating that their cost is going to plummet later today. I think that's why we've seen some stations already lowering prices, but why those price decreases haven't been so sizable yet. Prices in Indianapolis only have fallen by 3 cents a gallon in the last week, and part of the reason there is likely that stations simply haven't got the big drop in the market that occurred on Friday, and it was Thanksgiving. And stations were a little bit more reluctant to lower prices as motors took to the road, so expect more decreases here this week.
Also, OPEC could be playing a role in this as well, as they always are. Look, you mentioned something about that. Go ahead and explain your thought process on OPEC.
Yeah, OPEC had postponed its technical meetings to evaluate the new variant by 72 hours. So OPEC will be putting off its meetings that were supposed to be today and tomorrow to Wednesday and Thursday to give themselves more time to assess the new variant and the impacts on oil demand and prices. So OPEC will be meeting later this week, but with oil prices clawing back much of the gains lost last week, it would not surprise me if OPEC simply decided to hold production where it was. That is, they may not increase production in light of the U.S. SPR release and in light of the overall concerns from the new variant.
All right, and what if... So when do they make their big decision about oil production? Is that not till December? Is that not till like early next week? Or is that this week that they're making it? It's just on Wednesday.
No. Yeah. The meetings start Wednesday. I would look for a decision likely on Thursday.
Okay. If the variant is, we know if it's bad, obviously there's going to be more restrictions and stuff, but there are also some people who are saying it's not really going to be any worse or any better than some of the other variants that are already out there. If it's not really supposed to be that big, what then do you think happens to gas prices?
Yeah, so the new variant, Omicron, is certainly going to push us either higher or lower, depending on what we find out in the weeks ahead. So it's really all contingent on what, you know, research and evidence shows. If this variant's going to be more difficult to contain or if it's more lethal, we'll have to see. And the news probably won't be coming out until, some point in mid to late December on some of that. So we could see a bit of turbulence in oil markets that could push prices up temporarily if the news is good, or down temporarily if the news is bad until this all shakes out.
All right. That's pretty much all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
Right.
Need that coffee.
I don't blame you. I kind of do too. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.